Tefil be'ezra shem milun daf lamed aleph of Masechtas Erevin. The topics we will learn about include, since we discussed the possibility of making an erev of truma for a kohen in the cemetery, the Gemara discusses how to overcome various halachic challenges that this situation may present. In that context, we offer three explanations for the basis of the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban, whether a kohen's erev may be put in the cemetery. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph discusses erevin made with all sorts of truma and maaser related foods. The Gemara discusses the reason and the chiddush of each halacha. The Mishnah on Amud Beis discusses whether we can have a cheresh shayt of a cotton or kuti bring an erev to the spot, and begins a discussion of whether we can assume that an adult messenger will do what he was asked to do. Some of the key terms and concepts we will learn about in today's daf include mitzvahs lav lahanas netnu. The enjoyment of the mitzvah is not halachically classified as hanah. Therefore, if he has a neder not to get hanah from an item, he can still do a mitzvah with it. Pshuti kli'etz are flat wooden utensils with no receptacle, and they do not become tameh. Ima arvin el dvar mitzvah. There is a machlokes tanoim whether we can only make an eruv for the sake of a mitzvah, or ma'arvin afil dvar harishos, we can make an eruv even to facilitate a non-mitzvah goal. Since a person can make all of his possessions hefker at any time, we consider demai, which may only be eaten by poor people, to be fit even for a wealthy person. Is the assumption that a shliach will do what he was asked to do.